Crazy Hermit was just one of the many names the townsfolk in Littleton, Massachusetts used when describing Orrin Appleton, my grandpa. It wasn't the kind of crazy that would scare people, because he was actually quite a peaceful soul, but he was always very awkward in his interactions with people, much like me. For that reason, people just seemed to want to steer clear of him. And that's exactly how my grandpa normally liked things. Orrin Anthony Appleton was his real name, but I had called him Poppy for as long as I could remember. He had many other given names, all of them seemingly related to his strange behavior and appearance. Mr. Carell, the postal carrier, called him the Mushroom Man because of the boxes my grandpa mailed out every first Saturday of the month. Mr. Carell only guessed that the boxes contained mushrooms because of the holes in the sides of the boxes, and also because they were always stained with dirt smudges. They also smelled of sawdust, dank earth, and moss. Each box had the word fragile scrolled on all sides in bold red marker. Mr. Carell assumed that only fragile mushrooms could require such careful packaging and carry that pungent smell. The packages were addressed to be delivered to many different cities around the United States, but he distinctly remembered one city in particular was a popular destination for the boxes, Littleton, Colorado. He thought it was odd that mail would go from one town of Littleton in Massachusetts to another Littleton on the other side of the country. In similar fashion, with each box Orrin shipped out, a heavier box would come back to Orrin, but sent by registered mail. I heard from my dad that some of the meaner kids in town mocked my grandpa, calling him Dorky Crockett, because he always wore the same odd, handmade frontiersman-style hat when he strolled into town. But my grandpa's hat wasn't made of raccoon fur like Davy Crockett's. It was his own unique, nature-inspired creation that just screamed for him to be put in the loony bin. He had crafted the hat out of the steamed and hand-shaped bark of a white birch tree. He adorned the brim with an abundance of small pine cones, and it was topped with rust-colored pine needles perched straight up into the air. On the front of the creation was a dried pink flower from a rare American chaffseed plant. He tied all of this together with long pieces of wild grapevine, wrapped several times around the hat. Out the back, falling down past his shoulders, was a bundle of dried brown fescue grass, which resembled a tail. His clothes did not stray far from his creative hat theme. He always wore the same outfit to town. His pants were baggy and moss green colored, barely held up with a belt made of grapevine. The knees seemed a lighter shade of green because they had been worn away, apparently from kneeling in the dirt. His shirt was like a pajama top, light brown and always stained with dirt and sweat marks. Basically, he always looked as if he had been wrestling rabid animals in the dirt. I always imagined he looked like a peasant character taken straight out of a medieval storybook. He also carried a handmade leather bag, which always hung at his side. Among other odd things, younger kids joked that he carried magical potions. It was rumored that he carried some of the mushrooms he had grown, because the pouch had neatly punched holes around the top, allowing fresh air inside. His attire made him stand out like a sore thumb in town, but you would need a keen eye to ever see his camouflaged outfit anywhere in the woods surrounding Littleton. It was just one more way he could achieve his goal of going unnoticed when he wanted. He wasn't always this dirty and disheveled. When Grandma was alive, she wouldn't have ever let him leave the house looking like this. At one time, my grandpa was an esteemed professor of organismic and evolutionary biology at Harvard, which is a mouthful for me even now at 15. I started calling him by his nickname of Poppy because that's what Grandma said his college students had called him. Their nickname for him, Professor Poppy, made sense because back in the day, Grandma always placed a bright red poppy in the lapel of his tweed jacket. It was the same tweed jacket, complete with leather elbow pads, that he wore every single day to class. Poppy had grown up in Littleton, and he and Grandma decided to stay there when he earned his professorship. It was only a 30-mile drive between Littleton and Harvard, and Littleton offered a lot more nature and fewer people than the busy university town of Harvard.